Well, hey guys, trust you are well. Happy Tuesday, wherever you're at. I am in the city of Belfast today, having a lunchtime espresso. Something great about sitting outside, even in the rain, drinking espresso that I love. Good. Well, what I'm up to today, I've got to do a bunch of jobs here in Belfast, and I've got to meet an old friend and connect with a group of leaders here this evening. Tomorrow, Wednesday, I'll be speaking in the Vibe Church in Armagh. I'll also be getting together with some friends in the Costa Coffee, probably around about 5 o'clock, if anybody's watching this and wants to come and just have some fellowship there. Really looking forward to seeing some precious saints who've been isolated a little bit here recently, so there. I fly back on Friday, which is Noah's birthday, so flying to Boston. We'll drive down to Dublin Friday morning, fly into Boston, get home, and then maybe have a birthday party or go out for dinner. So long, long day then. I have a crazy weekend as well. Saturday, we have a worship event in Norwalk, Connecticut. Sunday, I'll be in Sturbridge Worship Centre morning and Berkshire Christian Fellowship in Otis in the Berkshires in the afternoon. Good. Hey, let me remind you again, I've got my Revelation course out. 16 lessons on Revelation with notes, scriptures, meditations, wise sayings, all sorts of things like that. So check out the link below for that on ministryschool.net. I've been getting some great feedback from those who've signed up for that course. And it's also 40% off for the month of November. Good. Hey, let me share something with you real quick. I've been on this trip where I think about peace. Been thinking about peace a lot this week, and maybe I've never thought that much about peace, but peace is such an amazing thing. And two quick thoughts for you today, just as I can't be long here, I've got to meet some folks soon, but you know, let me say this, we tend to think of peace as the absence of conflict rather than the presence of the king. We tend to think of peace as the absence of something. You know, there's a difference between the absence of sickness and health, and there's a difference between, oh, okay, I have nothing wrong, there's no wars right now, and actual peace. The world tends to define peace by the absence of conflict in our lives, but God actually defines it by himself. He is the Prince of Peace. Yeah, when the Prince of Peace puts his feet on planet Earth and returns, there will be no war, there will be no conflict, and hallelujah, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. But you and I, we can live in that kingdom now. We can experience that peace right now. And I just believe God wants us to have this peace. You know, I always forget what it is, but there's a kind of sea level atmosphere pressure that our bodies were constructed to exist with. Right now, I'm not going to say it because somebody's going to tell me it's wrong, but it's probably, you know, thousands of pounds of pressure on top of me. And I feel perfectly at ease within that thing. When I was younger, I used to do some scuba diving. And if you go down, let's say 100 meters, suddenly the pressure is much, much greater. It's interesting, the oxygen in a tank at sea level, at ground level, we'd call it, is very different. You have much less oxygen when you go down deeper because of the pressure that's bearing upon you. And that's what the bends are when somebody has oxygen in their blood and then surfaces way too quickly, and that oxygen expands and can literally rip the blood vessels and veins open. You know, the opposite's true if you went into space, that in upper atmosphere or in space, there's no atmosphere whatsoever. And that way, rather than pressure being burned upon you, you have all this pressure literally pull you apart, and your body can just expand and blow up in that way. Here's the point of making this. You and I were made for the peace of God. We were built for peace. We were built from peace. We were built for peace. God never intended and never designed you to live at the bottom of the ocean, to live in outer space. God never designed you to let all of the strife and the pressure and the stress of life get into us. And here's what I think happens. Here's what happens with me anyway. That I think at times we get so used to what we go through. I think we get so used to dealing with this stuff that after a while, we don't even notice it anymore. After a while, it becomes our normal. And that's a really scary thing in a way, isn't it? You know, you can get so used to living with junk around you that you don't even notice it anymore. You could get so used to, you know, dressing in a certain way, untidily, or, you know, whatever. You can get used to anything. We have a part of our brain called the reticular activation system. And what it means is when you hit something new, when you smell a smell, today I was walking in the countryside in the morning, almost like the rain. And as I was walking, a farmer's tractor drove past me with manure, cow dung, whatever you want to call it, drove past me. And as it drove past me, I got this wonderful, it wasn't wonderful, this odor of cow poop, you know, drifting past me. And oh my Lord, I noticed it. You know, it's an interesting thing. The farmer probably doesn't notice it half as much as I did because he works in that environment, he lives there, he's around that stuff all the time. I just walked into a coffee house here and had a wonderful smell of fresh roasted coffee. The guys in the staff here probably don't notice it. What I'm saying is we can get so used to a lack of peace that we don't even notice it anymore. And as I said yesterday, rather than trying to solve that lack of peace, we just layer it off. Rather than solve the toothache, we take a painkiller. And rather than get rid of our lack of peace, we cover it up with a distraction, with a new, we anesthetize ourselves, we do something. So the Lord calls us to peace. Amen? Come on, I'll finish with this today, but we need to de-westernize and de-religiousize. It's not a word, but I invented it. Our concept of what peace is. Remember when Jesus said, go from town to town, go preaching. If you find a man, literally it's called a man of peace, somebody who will welcome you in your home, he says, let the peace you carry come upon their home. Now, question, what was he really saying there? Was he just saying, give them a cute greeting, alaikum al shalom, let peace be upon you? Or was he actually saying the shalom, the peace you carry, you can release everywhere you go? I think there's something in that that Burr's thinking about, that Burr's exploring. I'm going to get back tomorrow with some more thoughts on this, but I think we can practice the shalom of heaven. So peace, peace, love and joy, peace be upon you. And yeah, walk with the Lord this day. Again, check out some of those links below. And thanks to all my partners for sending me here on a trip. I'll finish with this, but I got really blessed on Sunday. I got blessed by a couple of things. I drove, you know, probably eight to 10 hours, a lot of driving Sunday. And I won't share this testimony. I need to check with somebody before I share it, but whatever. It's really great. Sometimes one testimony can really move you and bless you and is worth it all. So live for God this day. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you soon in the plan of the Lord. Bye for now.